Well, as we continue to celebrate Catholic Schools Week in the Archdiocese of Portland, the Catholic Sentinel newspaper has a great article on Queen of Peace School in Salem and how students and staff there are aiming to follow the teachings of Pope Francis' encyclical Laudato Si, which emphasizes care of the planet. Now, leading this green effort is Sally White. She is the Queen of Peace environmental educator and gardener, and Sally joins us this morning. Sally, thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning, and you're welcome.
So let me ask you first, before we get into the program, how did you kind of fall in love with gardening?
Most likely, I was give that credit to my grandma.
Oh, nice. So you were out there planting and doing those sorts of things as a kid?
Pretty much following along behind her, just listening. She never taught, say, oh, you have to learn this. It was just like following behind her and doing what she was doing and helping her when she asked for help.
Oh, well, that is wonderful. Well, I love, again, this story in the Sentinel. It starts out by reading, a united effort is helping Queen of Peace students enrich the soil, eliminate the use of chemical fertilizers, and reduce solid waste heading to the landfill. Partnering with Whole Kids Foundation and Marion County Solid Waste Grants, Queen of Peace is building gardens that provide lessons in sustainability and produce for the school's lunch program. That just sounds like a wonderful program, Sally. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, basically, it's also for the school lunch program, but it also goes to Table of Plenty, and the food is collected and given to members of the area that are, you know, food challenged. So it's the kids do the growing, the kids do the harvesting. Marine Focal is part of that whole system. She's there quite often helping the kids learn how to decide which types of vegetables are harvestable and which ones have to wait a little bit longer. And also we do some seed saving.
That's great. Sally White is the campus environmental educator and gardener at Queen of Peace School in Salem with their gardening program. So I guess paint a picture, if you would, for me and tell us about what the setup is like, outdoor environment, indoor environment. How are you doing all of it?
Basically, our principal, Carl Micken, has this idea that we want to get every child involved in honoring, you know, God's creation. And we will be working on getting that more established at one point. Right now, the gardens are going to be moved, which is kind of strange sounding, but because of the ongoing construction, all of the garden beds were placed in, I guess you would say, watering containers like for livestock, but they can be picked up and moved. So they're going to be moved, and we're going to be planting this spring and making sure that the kids are out there. Everybody's got a plot. Everybody has a theme. So it's going to be one of those things where in this time and day, transition is a normal part of what we're dealing with. And so we're transitioning the garden.
Yeah, that's great. And I see, too, in looking at the article, that you're trying to use food scraps and composting as well.
Correct. So when the kids have lunch, they have these little containers that they put the parts in that aren't edible. So in other words, like apple cores, banana peels, and so on. They know what they can't put in and what they can put in. And so that's what they're working on right now. And when they collect that, they take it out to the garden, and they dig that into the bed itself. And we've already added worms because in raised beds, you kind of have to add things because it's not in contact directly with the soil. So we're just doing the same thing that the creator figured out a long time ago, and we're still trying to figure it out.
That is great, and I love the idea of earthworms. Talk about the benefits of earthworms and how important that is in your process.
Well, technically, earthworms were really the original recyclers, so they will go ahead and eat everything. In fact, they will actually go ahead and kill off any organisms that are not good. So like E. coli, which everyone knows, you know, that's an unhealthy type of microbe. They will eat that, and out the back end of them comes this perfect soil that's for plants. Plants connect that with the mycorrhizae. They work together and produce really helpful plants that are done without any additives from, you know, fossil fuels or anything like that. They actually produce the soil that the plants need.
Oh, that is just amazing. Sally White is the campus environmental educator and gardener at Queen of Peace School in Salem on their gardening program. And I love this program too, Sally, as you mentioned, because it really is a full-scale program, if you will. Not only are the kids learning how to garden and what that all means, but then how to give back to the community with food as well.
Exactly.
So
they're gung-ho in for it.
So do you get to go out? I thought you mentioned, too, that you might be doing some field trips.
We are. Actually, today we're taking some first graders out. It's in a first grade kindergarten group out. They are releasing baby trout that they have been raising in their classroom. So that's another activity that our environmental team is. There's actually three of us, Maureen Focal and Bobby Sneed. We do these things together, and the kids go out and they connect with all of God's creatures, not just what's in the garden or around the school. So we're taking them out, and they're becoming very much involved in being stewards of our planet.
Wow. You said baby trout.
Baby trout. They're
wow.
about an inch long right now. They're pretty much buttoned up, but not completely, but we're releasing them today and tomorrow.
That is wonderful. So finally, I guess, as we look at this overall gardening program, what do you hope the students take away from all of this?
I hope they take away that what we've been given is something we need to preserve, and that nothing should be taken for granted, and that we don't have to do more than what we've been given. In other words, we don't need to add things. I like that the parable of the lilies of the field, where we've been given everything we want, and I hope they understand that all the creatures that we've been given are creatures that we need, and we need to work with them.
Mm.
So just like the encyclical says, we need to be stewards of our earth and not just consumers.
Well, it sounds like you've got a wonderful program in doing just that, Sally. Sally White is the campus environmental educator and gardener at Queen of Peace School in Salem. Sally, a great pleasure to talk with you this morning, and thank you for just the wonderful work you're doing with the students at Queen of Peace.
You are welcome, and it's really a joy to do.
All right. Well, God bless. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you very much.